When the Blue Ridge Area Authority dissolved, funds on hand were split up by the four counties in the authority. Mitchell's share was around $400,000. The county put the $400,000 in the general fund. As a result, the money is gone. Now, the state has indicated they will need at least $53,000 of the $400,000, and maybe all of it, for mental health services in this area. In order to prepare for funds the state may want, the county has adjusted the amount of funding the county school system will receive in the coming fiscal year.
And as a result of that, the school system is going to get $2.1 million for their heating and cooling systems, as well as $260,000 for the windows. The school system, at the commissioner's request, have lost $400,000 out of what was originally intended for them if the school system runs short on their heating and cooling project 2 to 3 years from now when they're nearing completion. I would encourage them to come back to the board and ask for that $400,000 back. The budget is under $18 million. There was a few changes on some grants from that was some monies that were spent this year that we thought were going to be spent next year. So that's where the budget was lowered about $300,000 less than was originally projected. The tax rate's still 52 cents per $100 evaluation, the same as last year. A very important piece of this budget, the commissioners passed a contract with Rutherford County for Rutherford County to continue housing our inmates for the next 4 years at $45 per day, which is the same rate we've been paying.
Ryan Whitson is the Mitchell County manager. From the News Center, I'm Steve Murphy.